Blog Talk Radio.
Shalom, shalom, shalom. First and foremost, giving all praise and honor to the Holy One of Israel, to the Creator of the heaven, the earth, the sea, and all that is therein is by saying hallelujah. Praise the mighty Yah. Yah is righteous. Yah is holy. And let Yahweh be magnified. Once again, the Creator has us and allowed us to come before you another day, bringing to you nothing but the truth. My name is Moray Ishaya Yisrael, of the House of Israel, located right here in Cincinnati, Ohio, 1907 Vine Street, bringing you nothing but the truth. And yes, it is true. All we're going to do is tell you the truth. For y'all ordained me to tell you the truth, so this is what I'm going to do. But who is this Yah? Yah is the creator of the heaven, the earth, the sea, and all that is therein is. Yah is the Elohim of our fathers, the Elohim of Abraham, Yitzhak, and Yisrael, whom you may know as Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Yah is our king, he's our judge, he's our lawgiver, and he is our only savior, and not just of Israel, but the savior of the world. And I praise the mighty Yah once again for allowing us to come before you this day. Today, we will speak to you on the Abib. Since the Creator said, this month came ye out in the month of Abib. And since the Most High said that observe the month of Abib. But how did he want us to observe it? How did Yahweh desire his people to observe this month? Did he want us to observe it by following other people who would tell us what, when, where, and how we are to observe the Abib? Is that how he wanted us to observe it? Did the Creator want us to grow it in our backyards or buy some land that we can grow it and that so that we might be able to observe it? How did the Creator want us to observe this month? And what do the very month mean? Well, there's no doubt the Abib is the first month of the year. It's not Nisan, in which the Jewish community will try or will have you to believe. So it's not called that, even though you'll find many scriptures in the Old Testament that say Nisan. But the Creator called this month Abib. And he called it Abib for a reason. All the word Abib means is ear. And what is an ear? This ear is a stalk that will contain and hold and protect the very grain that is housed in. In this particular case, the grain that housed this, that was in the house of this ear, is called barley. And when our people began to observe this month, they were in the land of Egypt. Now, were they in Egypt searching for some barley, looking for the ears of barley? No, they were not. Did they look and search for this and have searching parties as our enemies do? Did they do this 40 years in the wilderness where there were no barley, there were no wheat, rye, or any vegetation at all. As a matter of fact, our people in the wilderness, they was there 40 years in the desert where there were no trees, vegetation, water, or anything. So really, how did the Creator want us to observe something that we didn't have? And when we first began to observe it, where did we observe it? In captivity. And 40 years later, we still didn't observe it the way our enemies observe it, because we were in the desert. I'm going to show you this. In the book of Deuteronomy, the 8th chapter. Yes, we did observe the month of Abib. But how did we observe the Abib? And you will see tonight. What thus says Yah. No, Yah don't want you looking at the internet to see who's growing it. And how do I know that? For the Creator said, follow not the ways of the heathen. How do I know that? For the Creator said, the heathen would think to change laws and times. And how do I know that? For the Creator said, they will come to us one day and say, our fathers have inherited lies and deceit. And this is what it says in the book of Deuteronomy, the 8th chapter. The 15th verse, this is what it says. Who led thee through this, through that great and terrible wilderness, wherein were fiery serpents, scorpions, drought, where there was no water, who brought thee forth water out of the rock of flint. So how can you have some Abib and you don't even have water? Matter of fact, how can you have any type of living vegetation? Unless the vegetation is something that don't need water. And Abib needs water. So how did our people observe it? Well, I'm about to show you so you can see for yourself. It's not what your enemies taught you. The Creator says this and let us know in the book of Proverbs. Proverbs 30. This is what he says. In Proverbs 30, verse 5 and 6. Every word of Elohim is pure, is a shield unto them that put their trust in him. Add thou not unto his words, lest he reprove thee, and thou be found a liar. And we're going to follow the Creator's word to see what he will have us to know and what he will have us to do. And I can assure you that your enemies are not teaching this, nor are they telling you this, nor could you have inherited this from your enemies, but this and this only, could you have inherited from Yah's servants, the prophets, in which he sent his word to them and them only. And watch what the Creator lets us know about the Aviv. The first place I want you to start reading is in the book of Exodus 13. This is where it starts. Now, in the book of Exodus 12, he already let you know that what month was the beginning of month. He said, this month shall be the beginning of months to you. That's why it's important to know your months, because he had already let you know. But by the time you were ready to depart from Egypt, this is what the Creator said in the third verse, Exodus 13:3, and watch what it says. And Moshe said unto the people, remember this day in which ye came out from Egypt. And why remember that day? Because that day is very important. This day represents your liberation. This day represents your freedom. This day represents your sanctification, how the Almighty sanctified you and separated you from the Egyptians and everybody else. And this day, this is when the Creator brought his people nigh unto him. So it says, and Moshe said unto the people, remember this day in which ye came out from Egypt, out of the house of bondage. For by strength of hand, Yah brought you out from this place. There shall no leavened bread be eaten. And I may add, many of our people are doing just that. They're not concerned with remembering, concerned with memorializing the very thing that represents their freedom. And what is that? That there shall no leavened bread be eaten. Because our people have no concern about their freedom at all. But those who do, not only were we mandated to remember the very day, and what day was that? Well, you're going to see it was the 15th day. But watch the fourth verse. This day came ye out in the month of Abib. In other words, not only the Creator wanted us to remember the day that we came out of Egypt, but he also wanted us to remember the month that we came out of Egypt. And what month was that? The month of Abib. And watch what it says. And it shall be, when Yah shall bring thee into the land of the Canaanites, the Hittites, the Amorites, the Hivites, the Jebusites, which he swore unto your fathers to give thee, a land flowing with milk and honey, that thou shalt keep this service in this month. 7 days thou shalt eat unleavened bread, and in the 7 days shall be a feast to Yah. Unleavened bread shall be eaten 7 days, and there shall no leavened bread be seen with thee, neither shall there be leaven seen with thee in all thy quarters. And thou shalt show thy son in that day, saying, this is done because of that which Yah did unto me when I came forth out of Egypt. And it shall be for a sign unto thee upon thy hand, for a memorial between thy eyes, that Yah's law may be in thy mouth. For with a strong hand have Yah brought thee out of Egypt. Thou shalt keep, therefore keep this ordinance in a season from year to year. So here it is. By an ordinance, we ought to keep the service. And what is the service? And what is the Creator emphasizing to us to help us to remember, to memorialize, and to observe this month, which is called Abib? Well, the first thing he wanted us to do is to remember this day in which we came out of Egypt. And when was that? That's the 15th of the first month. That's when we came out of Egypt. And since we came out of Egypt, the 15th day of this month, the Creator said, this day you came out in the month of Abib. So even though many of our people have been taught to believe that they have to go in some fields to see whether there are some Abib in the fields to determine their years, the Creator didn't say that at all. What the Creator did say, though, is told us when we came out in this month of Abib. And why? Because he said, remember this day in which he came out from Egypt, out of the house of bondage. So he let us know what month we came out, so that we can remember the day in which we came out. And to show you this is what the Creator wanted, watch what else the Creator let us know concerning the Abib. And let's see whether the Almighty wanted us in the fields to observe the Abib. Let me show you exactly what the Creator wanted us. In the book of Exodus, the 23rd chapter, let's see what the Creator said here. And let's see if it's consistent with what we have already read. Or let's see if it's anything like what our enemies teaching us and having us to believe. In the book of Exodus 23, this is what it says in the 15th verse. Thou shalt keep the feast of unleavened bread. Thou shalt eat unleavened bread 7 days, as I commanded thee. And watch what it says. In the time appointed of the month of Abib, for in it thou camest out from Egypt, and none shall appear before me empty. So in other words, what the Creator is letting us know is that the reason we observe the month of Abib, because there was an appointed time in this month that we came out of Egypt. Now, what is barley? Well, barley is bread. And what is it that the Creator wanted us to do. Well, he wants us to eat no leavened bread. That's what barley is, bread. And so since we came out in this month in which the bread will come, the Almighty appointed a certain time that we were to memorialize and remember the time in which we came out of this month. Again, let us see if this is the truth or what your enemies have been teaching you. Is that the truth? And I'm going to show you beyond a shadow of a doubt that what your enemies have been teaching and saying is not the truth. As a matter of fact, they don't observe this month at all. And watch this. In the book of Exodus, the 34th chapter, we read Exodus 13 and 4. And what did it say? It always, you're going to notice something real consistent about the Abib. In Exodus 13 and 4, it says, this month came ye out, or this day came ye out in the month of Abib. Well, that's talking about what we did in the month, because that's the only reason why he wanted you to remember the month, is because we came out of Egypt that month. And what is the sign that let us know that we came out this month? Well, the sign is that the very month that the bread is appointed to come is the very month that the Almighty told us in the 15th day of that month, 7 days, that we are not to eat no leavened bread. Watch what it says in Exodus 34. In the book of Exodus 34, we're going to start reading at the 18th verse. And watch, you're going to keep reading the same thing. Exodus 34 and 18. The feast of unleavened bread shalt thou keep. 7 days thou shalt eat unleavened bread as I commanded thee. And when, y'all? In the time of the month Abib. In other words, the only reason why this is mentioned, because there's a certain time we're not to eat bread. And what time is that? In the month that bread comes. And when don't you want us to eat it, y'all? The 15th day of that month, because in that month I brought you out of the land of Egypt. So there shall no leavened bread be eaten. But watch what it says. The feast of unleavened bread shalt thou keep. 7 days thou shalt eat unleavened bread, as I commanded thee. In the time of the month Abib. For in the month Abib, thou camest forth, or thou camest out from Egypt. So this is how you observe the month of Abib. You observe the month of Abib not by throwing a New Year's party like the heathens. You won't read nothing like that in the scriptures. Nothing like that at all. Now, I don't begrudge our brothers and sisters for celebrating. But if you're going to celebrate something, why don't you celebrate the freedom that came by the hands of the Most High at the time of the month that you were freed? Everybody celebrate their freedom. America, July the 4th, they celebrated their freedom, their independence. But how and when do we celebrate ours? Well, we supposed to celebrate ours by eating no leavened bread. And I may add, it don't even just say leavened bread. It says nothing leavened. And I'm going to show you this so you can see it. No leaven at all, which means we're everybody else celebrating by getting drunk and drinking and getting high. This is just the opposite of what we supposed to do to celebrate our New Year. Watch this. So you can see this. I'm going to go back real quick to Exodus 13 and 4. Or Exodus 13. Just want you to see this. Show you how different we are as a people versus everyone else. Starting at the 6th verse. Exodus 13 and 6. 7 days thou shalt eat unleavened bread, and in the 7th day shall be a feast unto Yah. Unleavened bread shall be eaten 7 days, and there shall no leaven be seen with thee, neither shall there be leaven seen with thee in all thy quarters. No leaven at all. And this is something you're supposed to teach your sons and hand it down to your children from generation to generation. So whereas other people out drinking, getting drunk, getting high, not Israel. This is not how they are supposed to celebrate the month of Abib. Nor is it the way in which Yahweh will have us to memorialize. The way he had us to memorialize our freedom, our liberty, is eating no leaven, period. Including leavened bread. And watch what it says in the book of Deuteronomy, the 16th chapter. Because now not only the Almighty tell you how to celebrate the Abib, he's going to tell you when to celebrate it. In the book of Deuteronomy 16:1, and this is where a lot of people get confused, and I don't understand where the confusion coming in at, because the Almighty is crystal clear. And you're going to see how crystal clear he is. And watch what it says. Observe the month of Abib, and keep the Passover unto Yada Elohim. For in the month of Abib, Yada Elohim brought thee forth out of Egypt by night. So in other words, we observe this month because in this month, Yah, our Elohim, brought us out of Egypt by night, or brought our forefathers out of Egypt by night. And watch what it says in the third verse. Thou shalt eat no leavened bread with it. 7 days thou shalt eat unleavened bread therewith, even the bread of affliction. And why, Yah, why we eat this bread? For thou camest forth out of land of Egypt in haste, that thou mayest remember the day when thou camest forth out of the land of Egypt, all the days of your life. And you cannot remember this if you're getting drunk. You can't remember this if you're getting high. You can't remember this if you're getting buzzed. But you will remember this if you don't consume anything that will alter your mind to let you know this is what Yah did for us. This is what Yah did for our parents. To give us liberty and freedom. And this is how we were to observe the very month that Yahweh will give us bread. As a matter of fact, who is the one that give us bread? Yahweh. So he said, this bread that I give you, don't eat it leavened for 7 days. And as a matter of fact, don't eat nothing leavened. Watch the fourth verse. And there shall be no leavened bread seen with thee in all thy coast 7 days, neither shall there anything of the flesh without sacrifice the first day at even remain all night until the morning, speaking of the Passover. So here, we to eat leavened bread or unleavened bread for 7 days. And why? Because in the month of Abib, Yah the Elohim brought thee forth out of Egypt by night. So let's get this right. How are we to observe the month of Abib? Well, number one, you observe the month of Abib by eating unleavened bread. You don't observe the month of Abib by just dancing and popping your fingers and drinking. No, you observe this by eating unleavened bread. And not just eating unleavened bread, but also removing the leaven out of all your houses. This is how you observe the month of Abib. What is Abib? Al Abib is an ear of grain that you will produce and turn into bread. And who gave you this grain? Yahweh. And why don't he want you to eat it? Because this is the time he brought you out of Egypt. And matter of fact, you couldn't eat it anyway until you brought him an offering of it. And I'm going to show you that. But watch this. In the book of Exodus, the 12th chapter. Because this is the very first time we were commanded anything about the Abib. And watch what this says. In the book of Exodus 12. We're going to start reading at the 37th verse. Well, let's start at the 31st verse. Watch what it says. And he called for Moshe and Aaron by night, said, "Rise up, get ye forth from among my people, both ye and the children of Israel. Go, serve Yah as ye have said. Also take your flocks and your herd, as ye have said, and be gone, and bless me also." And Egyptians were urging upon the people that they might send them out of the land in haste, for they said, "We be all dead men." And when this was all happening in the night, little do people know this was the night of the Passover, when the Almighty slayed and killed the firstborn of Egypt. But Moses knew, we can't leave at night, and we're not going to leave at night. Not this night anyway, because the Almighty had told the people, don't leave their house until the morning. You'll read this where the Creator said this. Still in the book of Exodus, the 12th chapter, the 23rd verse. For Yahweh will pass through to smite the Egyptians, and when he seeth the blood upon the lintel and on the two side posts, Yahweh will pass over the door and will not suffer the destroyer to come in unto your houses to smite you. And ye shall observe this thing for an ordinance forever. And let me start at the 21st verse, because I was a little bit too far. Same chapter, Exodus 12 and 21. Then Moshe called for all the elders of Israel and said unto them, draw out and take you a lamb according to your families, and kill the Passover. And ye shall take a bunch of hyssop, dip it in the blood that is in the basin, strike the lintel and the two side posts with the blood that is in the basin. And none of you shall go out at the door of his house, none of you, until the morning. For Yahweh will pass through to smite the Egyptians, and when he seeth the blood upon the lintel and the two side posts, Yahweh will pass over the door and will not suffer the destroyer to come in unto your houses to smite you. And ye shall observe this thing for an ordinance to thee and to thy sons forever. So we kept the Passover in our houses. We did not come out of our houses until the morning. Why? Because Yahweh passed over our houses, didn't allow the destroyer to come into our houses to smite us. And therefore, we memorialize that thing, and that's Passover. But now, we're dealing with unleavened bread. 34 verse. And if people took their dough before it was leavened, their netting troughs before bound up in their clothes upon their shoulders, and the children of Israel did according to the words of Moshe, and they borrowed of the Egyptians jewels of silver, jewels of gold, and raiment. And Yahweh gave the people favor in the sight of the Egyptians, so that they lent unto them such things as they required, and they spoiled the Egyptians. And the children of Israel journeyed from Ramesses to Sukkot, about 600,000 on foot, that were men beside children. And a mixed multitude went up also with them, flocks and herds, even very much cattle. And they baked unleavened cakes of the dough which they brought forth out of Egypt, for it was not leavened, because they were thrust out of Egypt, could not tarry, neither had they prepared for themselves any victual. And the sojourning of the children of Israel, who dwelt in Egypt, was 430 years. And watch what this says now. And it came to pass, at the end of the 430 years, even the selfsame day it came to pass, that all the hosts of Yahweh went out from the land of Egypt. And this is what our people are not doing. This is what your enemies will not teach you, because they're not doing it, because they don't even know to do this. And watch what it says. It is a night to be much observed unto Yah for bringing them out from the land of Egypt. Is that night of Yahweh to be observed of all the children of Israel in their generations? What night? The night that Yahweh brought them out from the land of Egypt. And what night was that? That was the 15th. The 15th of what? The month of Abib. The only reason the word Abib is mentioned is because that is the month that we came out of Egypt. And what is the Abib? It is the very bread, the ear that the barley, the stalk actually grow in, where we will make bread. And since Yahweh didn't allow the bread to be leavened because we was thrust out of Egypt, he said, observe this month, because this is the month you came out of Egypt. And here, because this represents your liberation, this represents your freedom, watch what Yahweh said in the 42nd verse. It is a night to be much observed. And didn't he tell you to observe the Abib, the month of Abib? Yes. Did not he say, remember the day in which he came out of Egypt? Yes. And now he's telling you, it is a night to be much observed unto Yahweh for bringing them out from the land of Egypt. This is the night of Yahweh to be observed. Not New Year's Day, not another day, but the night in which Yahweh gave us our freedom, in which we're not to eat no leavened bread for 7 days. And remove all the leaven out of our houses. But this is not what our people are doing. Our people are trying to keep unleavened bread and the Passover in the same night. And that's two different nights altogether. One night, we were in our houses. And the other night, we were encamped at the Red Sea. And we walked through the sea all night long. And what did we have? Unleavened bread. Because we did not have leavened bread, because we didn't even have time for the bread to rise. This is how we were to observe leavened bread. And to show you further this, that this is the way, in the book of Deuteronomy, the 29th chapter, let us turn there. Because how we started to observe leavened bread, watch what the Creator let us, will have us to do in the wilderness, and watch what it says. Deuteronomy 29. And we'll start reading at the first verse. These are the words of the covenant which Yahweh commanded Moshe to make with the children of Israel in the land of Moab, beside the covenant which he made with them in Horeb. And Moshe called unto all Israel, and said unto them, ye have seen all that Yahweh did before your eyes in the land of Egypt, unto Pharaoh, and unto all his servants, and unto all his land, the great temptations which thy eyes have seen, the signs, and those great miracles. Yet Yahweh have not given you a heart to perceive, and eyes to see, and ears to hear unto this day. And watch what he did. People can be able to see. And I've led you 40 years in the wilderness. Your clothes are not waxing old upon you, and thy shoe is not waxing old upon thy foot. Ye have not eaten bread, neither have ye drunk wine or strong drink, that ye might know that I am Yah, thy Elohim. You see what the Most High is telling us? You see what he's saying? In other words, when the bread, the leavened bread, when the wine, when the strong drink, because you can't have wine, nor can you have strong drink without it being leavened. The word leaven means fermented. It has to be fermented in order for it to be wine. What do you think grapes happen to grapes? Well, they turn into wine. This is how you get strong drink. And Yahweh didn't want us to eat nothing leavened. Therefore, we didn't eat bread, neither, and why? Because bread will be leavened. Neither have ye drunk wine or strong drink, that ye might know that I am Yah, thy Elohim. And here it is, we got people who will tell you the way that they know the Most High, the way they get closer to the Most High, the way they have a spiritual connection with the Most High is getting high. Many of the Jamaicans and other people who want to be like them, they will smoke and call themselves getting close with the Most High. Or the Indians, the Native Americans, this is what they would do to also get closer with their idols, but not so with Yahweh, who is the true and living Elohim. The way you know him is that you're totally sober and you don't allow your mind or your spirit, or your heart to be altered in any kind of way. This is the Abib. This is why we observe the month of Abib, the very month that give us bread. The Almighty said, don't eat no leavened bread. The very month that he called the month of Abib, for 7 days, all we ate was unleavened bread. And why? Because in this same month, the Almighty brought us out of Egypt with a strong, mighty, and stretched out arm. So he said, eat unleavened bread. Eat matzahs. That you might remember the day in which you came out of Egypt, all the days of your life. Observe this month of Abib, for in it thou camest forth out of Egypt. And this is the night to be observed. For this is the night in which Yah brought you out of Egypt by night. This is the Abib. And I may add, even though many of our people have already been celebrating the Abib without even knowing how to celebrate the Abib, when to celebrate the Abib, our Abib literally starts tomorrow. Tomorrow begins the new month of Abib. And if you've been listening to us, you will know how and why. And of course, 14 days from tomorrow, we will be celebrating the Passover, which is the 14th day of April. At even. And we don't keep the Passover here in America, but what we will do, we will teach on that day to let the people know how the Passover was commemorated. But then on the 15th day, the leaven will be removed. We will eat unleavened bread. And in addition to that, we will observe the night in which Yahweh gave our foreparents their freedom. We will celebrate because it is a night to be much observed. And we will observe that night. Now ask yourself, what night would you be observing that Yahweh said that it is a night to be much observed? How would you observe it? Furthermore, this is the perfect time to do such a thing because watch what the future holds for our people. And this is what it says in the book of Jeremiah. Since we're talking about the Abib, then what do the future holds for us? And let me show you what it holds for us. And let me show you what we will be doing. In the book of Jeremiah, the 16th chapter, if you turn there. Jeremiah 16. And watch what this says. We will start reading at the 10th verse. Jeremiah 16 and 10, and this is what it says. And it shall come to pass, when thou show this people all these words, and they shall say unto thee, wherefore have Yah pronounced all this great evil against us? Or what is our iniquity? Or what is our sin that we have committed against Yah, our Elohim? And the people going to say that, and the people are already saying that. Then thou shalt say unto them, because your fathers have forsaken me, says Yah, and walked after other Elohims, deities, idols, and have served them, and have worshipped them, and have forsaken me, and have not kept my law. And ye have done worse than your fathers. For behold, ye walk every one after the imagination of his evil heart, that they may not hearken unto me. And people doing that because they all got Bibles in their houses, and so they think they can walk the way they see, and rather than walking in the way that Yahweh see. And watch what it says. Therefore will I cast you out of this land into a land that ye know not, neither ye nor your fathers. And there shall ye serve other gods day and night, where I will not show you favor. And our people, they not getting no favor at this time, none at all. Watch what it says. Therefore, behold, the days come, says Yah, that it shall no more be said, Yahweh liveth, that brought up the children of Israel out of the land of Egypt. And that's all we've been talking about, eating leavened bread, observing the night in which we came out of Egypt. And it's the night to be much observed. Observe the month of Abib. For in this month, Yahweh brought you out of Egypt by night. That's all we're talking about. But Yahweh said in the 14th verse, therefore, behold, the days come, says Yah, that it shall no more be said, Yahweh liveth, that brought up the children of Israel out of the land of Egypt. But Yahweh liveth, that brought up the children of Israel from the land of the north, and from all the lands whither he had driven them. And I will bring them again into their land that I gave unto their fathers. So we're going to have a whole different conversation, a whole nother dialogue. Behold, I will send for many fishers, says Yah, and they shall fish them. And after will I send for many hunters, and they shall hunt them from every mountain and from every hill, not of the holes of the rock. For my eyes are upon all their ways. They're not hid from my face, neither is their iniquity hid from my eyes. And first I will recompense their iniquity and their sin double, because they have defiled my land. They have filled my inheritance with carcasses of their detestable and abominable things. And watch what this says. O Yah, my strength and my fortress and my refuge in the day of affliction, the Gentiles shall come unto thee from the ends of the earth. And this is what I've been telling you, and shall say, surely our fathers have inherited lies, vanity, and things where there is no profit. What profit is it that you watch them pluck some stalks and some ears, hold it up and say it's the month of Abib? What profit is that? There's no profit in that. How can that profit you when Yahweh said, don't follow the way of the heathens? How does that profit you when Yahweh said, envy thou not the oppressor and choose none of his ways? How does that profit you when Yahweh said that the heathen shall think to change the times and the laws, and they shall be given into his hand for a times, and a dividing of times? How does that profit you? When they shall come to you and say, surely our fathers have inherited lies, vanities, and things wherein there is no profit. Shall a man make gods unto himself, and they are no Elohim? Therefore, behold, I will this once cause them to know. I will cause them to know my hand and my might, and they shall know that my name is Yahweh. They're going to know it. Just like our people knew in the days of old when he took them out of Egypt with a strong and mighty and stretched out arm, so shall our people know when he take us and we say, Yahweh liveth, that brought the children of Israel from the land of the north and from all the lands where he has driven them. Then they're going to know. Furthermore, they also going to know in the book of Isaiah 43. Turn there. In the book of Isaiah 43, this is what it says. Fifth verse. Fear not, for I am with thee. I will bring thy seed from the east and gather thee from the west. I will say to the north, give up. To the south, keep not back. Bring my sons from far and my daughters from the ends of the earth. Everyone that is called by my name, for I created him for my glory. I formed him, yea, I made him. Once again, the Creator is letting us know that he will redeem his people. So there's no reason to fear at all. But if you don't trust the Most High, there's going to be a lot of reasons why you will fear, because trouble will come upon our people sooner rather than later. And you're going to look for a savior, and there's only going to be one. And it's only going to be Yahweh, because Yahweh is the only savior whom you and the world have refused to bow to. But you will, make no mistake about it, you will bow to him when he decides to deliver his people once again. Watch what it says in the book of Isaiah 61. Turn there. Still speaking about our deliverance, because we read about our deliverance in the days of old when we came out of Egypt. Why do you think he told us to observe the month of Abib? Not because he had us go out in some fields. How can we go out in some fields during a time, the first night we were locked down in our houses keeping Passover? The second night, during the month of Abib, we were leaving Egypt. We were not in no fields, as our people are doing today, because the enemies have taught them that we got to see some Abib. Yahweh know when Abib is, and all you have to do is follow Yahweh. Watch what it says. In the book of Isaiah 61, the first verse, the Spirit of Yahweh Elohim is upon me, because Yahweh have anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, opening of the prison to them that are bound. And this scripture is going to make total sense to you. This scripture is on the acceptable year of Yah. And what is the acceptable year? Well, Yahweh is going to tell you in the second verse, to proclaim the acceptable year of Yahweh and the day of the vengeance of our Elohim, to comfort all that mourn. And when is this year? When is this acceptable year of Yahweh? The year in which you preach good tidings to the meek, bind up the brokenhearted, and proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound. Watch what it says. To appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called trees of righteousness, the planting of Yah, that he might be glorified, because this is what you're made for. This is what you're made for. And Yahweh wants you to proclaim the acceptable year of Yahweh. But you got to know when that year is. You have to know when that time is. And Yahweh is showing you tonight, today, when that is. And if you've been listening to us, you should know by now when that is. Furthermore, in the book of Isaiah 60, watch what this says. In the book of Isaiah 60, the very first verse, arise, shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of Yah is risen upon thee. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, gross darkness the people, but Yahweh shall arise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee, and the Gentiles shall come to thy light, and kings to the brightness of thy rising. Lift up thy eyes round about and see. All they gather themselves together. They come to thee. Thy sons shall come from far, and thy daughters shall be nursed at thy side. Then shall thy seed flow together, and thy heart shall fear, and be enlarged, because the abundance of the sea shall be converted unto thee. The forces, the riches of the Gentiles shall come unto thee. The multitude of the camels shall cover thee. The dromedaries of Midian and Ephah, all they from Sheba shall come. They shall bring gold and incense, and they shall show forth the praises of Yah. All the flocks of Kedar shall be gathered together unto thee. The rams of Nebat shall minister unto thee. They shall come up with acceptance on my altar, and I will glorify the house of my glory. Who are these that fly the cloud and has doves to their windows? Are those airplanes? Surely the isle shall wait for me, and the ships of Tarshish first, to bring thy son from far, their silver and their gold with them, unto the name of Yahdah Elohim, and to the Holy One of Israel, because he have glorified thee. And the sons of strangers shall build up thy walls. Their kings shall minister unto thee. For in my wrath I smote thee, but in my favor have I had mercy on thee. Therefore, thy gates shall be open continually. They shall not be shut day or night, that men may bring unto thee the riches of the Gentiles, and that their king may be brought. For the nation and the kingdom that will not serve thee shall perish. Yea, those nations shall be utterly wasted. Now, do you see the type of liberty that Yahweh is prophesying that you will have? Why wouldn't you memorialize your liberty? That is the greatest event, the greatest time that our people have ever experienced is freedom. This is not freedom in America. America is not free to everybody. You know that because we came here not through the waves of the New York Harbor by the Statue of Liberty. No, we came butt naked on slave ships, packed like sardines. No, this was not liberty for our people. This was slavery. And our people have been persecuted, afflicted, vexed, killed, murdered, exploited, discriminated against, even all the way until this very day. From the time our people, from the time that them ships docked in Jamestown, Virginia, 1619, August 20th. We were slaves. And since that time, our people have been introduced to nothing but lies and deceit. But this is what the Most High says that you're going to consider. And it's going to be something that you have never considered. And not just you, but other people. And watch what the Creator has to say about this. Isaiah 52. And we're going to start reading at the very first verse. Awake, awake, put on thy strength, O Zion. Put on thy beautiful garments, O Jerusalem, the holy city. For henceforth there shall no more come unto thee the uncircumcised and unclean. Shake thyself from the dust. Arise and sit down, O Jerusalem. Loose thyself from the bands of thy neck, O captive daughter of Zion. For thus says Yah, ye sold yourselves for naught, and ye shall be redeemed without money. For thus says Yah Elohim, my people went down aforetime in Egypt to sojourn there, and the Assyrian oppressed them without cause. Now, therefore, what have I here, says Yah, that my people is taken away from naught? They that rule over them make them to howl, says Yah. And my name continually every day is blasphemed. Therefore, my people shall know my name. Therefore, they shall know in that day that I am he that do speak. Behold, it is I. How beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of him that bringeth good tidings, that publish peace, that bringeth good tidings of good, that publish salvation, that saith unto Zion, thy Elohim reigneth. Thy watchmen shall lift up the voice. With the voice together shall they sing. For they shall see eye to eye when Yah shall bring again Zion. Break forth into joy. Sing together, ye waste places of Jerusalem. For Yahweh have comforted his people. He have redeemed Jerusalem. Yahweh have made bare his holy arm in the eyes of all the nations. And all the ends of the earth shall see the salvation of our Elohim. Depart ye. Depart ye. Go ye out from thence. Touch no unclean thing. Go ye out of the midst of her. Be ye clean that bear the vessels of Yah. For ye shall not go out with haste. In other words, we're not going to be chased out like all the other foreigners that will be chased out. Nor go by flight, for Yahweh will go before you, and the Elohim of Israel will be your reward. Behold, my servant shall deal prudently. He shall be exalted and extolled, and be very high. And as many were astonished at thee, his visage was so marred more than any man, his form more than the sons of men. So shall he sprinkle many nations. Kings shall shut their mouths at him. For that which they had not been told them, they shall see. And that which they had not heard, shall they consider. And nobody told them. And they had not heard that this will happen sooner rather than later. And yes, it will be by the hand of Yahweh's servant, who's none other than the most discriminated, hated, exploited people on earth, the so-called Negro. The so-called black man in America, whose ancestors are also scattered throughout all the earth. In the last scripture, in the book of Jeremiah 30, because I want you to understand this, and I want you to know this, what thus says Yah, and this is what he says. So you won't be confused. So you can know what will happen. Because we're speaking about your freedom, your liberty. The acceptable year of Yahweh. That is the acceptable year of Yahweh. When you receive your liberty. And what was the sign? Leavened bread. Unleavened bread. What was the sign? Removing all the leaven from you. What was the sign? The Abib. And watch what it says. Jeremiah 30. Four verse. And these are the words that Yahweh spake concerning Israel and concerning Yehuda. For thus says Yah, we have heard a voice of trembling, of fear, not of peace. Ask ye now and see whether a man do travail with child. Wherefore do I see every man with his hands on his loins as a woman in travail, and all faces are turned into paleness. Alas, for that day is great, so that none is like it. It is even the times of Yaakov's trouble, but he shall be saved out of it. For it shall come to pass in that day, says Yahweh, that I will break his yoke from off thy neck. And this is what our people don't understand. Yahweh got to break his yoke from off thy neck. This man is not about to let you go free. He's not going to give you liberty. But Yahweh will. And will burst our bonds. And strangers shall no more serve themselves of him. But they shall serve Yahweh their Elohim. And David their king. Whom I will raise up unto them. This is how you will receive your liberty. This is the acceptable year of Yahweh. This is the month of Abib. And this is how you observe this month, the day that you're supposed to remember, and the night to be much observed. This is thus says Yah. So until tomorrow, Yahweh love you, and so do I. Shalom.